Our next story is about a very timely new Hollywood movie.
The next marvelous advancement in robotics is artificial intelligence.
NPR's Mandalit Del Barco spoke to the writer-director of The Creator, a science fiction drama about AI.
The story is set on Earth in the year 2070. Humans in the West are at war, trying to wipe out robots in the East. You can hear and see whirring machinery at the base of the robots' skulls. Otherwise, they look, move, and cry like humans. Some are even more compassionate than us. And the one everyone is after has superpowers. She can grow, and we meet her as an adorable 6-year-old.
What do you want, sweetie?
For robots to be free.
British filmmaker Gareth Edwards says he started writing his screenplay in 2018, before AI was in the zeitgeist.
I really was using robots and AI as a metaphor for people who are different, you know, the other, and the idea of like how we always reject people who are different and fear them and vice versa. They do the same to us. And when I first sort of pitched this to the studio, the main note I always got back was, but why would we ban AI? Like, it's such a positive thing, you know. And it's sort of hilarious to be now where we are.
Edward sees advantages and disadvantages to AI. He is, after all, a visual effects whiz who wrote the 2010 sci-fi horror film Monsters. He also directed a Godzilla remake and the Star Wars film Rogue One. For The Creator, which he shot on locations in Southeast Asia, Edward says he decided not to tell his extras if they were supposed to be robots or not.
I really wanted everybody who was a robot or an AI to just act like they thought they were as normal and human as everybody else in the movie.
In post-production, some of them were morphed into robots, and in many scenes they get slaughtered by humans. As part of the AI war, the protagonist, played by John David Washington, is ordered to kill the military target, that 6-year-old girl robot.
Did you locate the weapon?
Yeah, it's just a kid.
She's played by Madeline Una Boyless.
Are you going to heaven?
No. You gotta be a good person to go to heaven.
So, we're the same. We can't go to heaven because you're not good. And I'm not a person.
Edward says in The Creator he wanted to present philosophical and ethical dilemmas.
If we create AI and it starts having genuine autonomy and says things we don't like, are we allowed to turn it off, you know? And what if it doesn't want to be turned off?
Edward says he was inspired by real-life social experiments on empathy. For example, robot ethicist Kate Darling used cute, interactive baby dinosaurs, as she described in a TED Talk.
We had each group name their robot and play with it. We had them do a little fashion show with the robots. And then after about 45 minutes to an hour, we unveiled a hammer and a hatchet and a knife, and we told them to torture and kill the robots.
She said they just couldn't bear to.
We finally had to threaten to destroy all of the robots unless someone took a hatchet to one of them. And this poor guy volunteered, and we all stood in a circle around him, and he brought the hatchet down on the robot's neck, and people kind of winced and looked away. And then there was this half-joking, half-serious moment of silence in the room for the fallen robot.
With AI's feelings in mind, Edward says he finds himself saying please and thank you whenever he uses devices like Siri and Alexa and even ChatGPT.
I'm very careful to be very polite because, you know, come that robo-apocalypse, I want them to remember that, you know, I'm not one of the bad guys. It's kind of the reason I made this film is that I'll get spared. When they finally take over, they'll be like, he's okay, he understands us, you know.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.